You heard this tape version. Imagine what it's really like.
This has probably been edited. This nonsense you just heard, this just fruit salad of nonsense, that's been edited, highly edited. This is what Rob thinks that is going to be the entertaining bits.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to the 30th episode of Dead Zone the Podcast for early March 2015. In this episode, we have a little bit of news, some shoutouts, our contest winners, and we set up for Adepticon. As always, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com to see all the pictures, or you can search YouTube for Dead Zone the Podcast and see the video version of this episode. And now on to the show.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast, episode 30. My name is Jack.
I'm Rob, and this is for early March. And on this one, we got lots of news.
We got lots to talk about, so strap yourselves in, get ready, get yourself a cold beverage, maybe a snack, some salty snack treats. Be prepared.
And this is the one you want to listen to if you want to win stuff, because this is where we announce the contest winners.
Yes, so get your golden tickets, sit by the radio. Once our live radio play is over, Zorro meets the man in the Iron Mask, we will be announcing. Have your decoder rings ready.
We begin with our first segment, the news.
First up, we'll talk about some news. And Mantic did release some news.
News.
And the news for this week is that Mantic has announced that March is going to be Dead Zone Month. And they're going to be unveiling secrets behind XM4 and the infestation that has blighted that planet. And they said a Dead Zone kicks off in March, so we can assume, if it doesn't make an ass of you and me, that the Kickstarter is going to be happening in March. Kickstarter 2, count them 2.
Good. Kickstarter 2, which hopefully we'll be able to do some in-depth, get a good show out of that first Kickstarter when it first happens. We'll take a look at what's available, yeah. What the stretch goals are.
Get everybody interested in...
We'll take a look at the models, which ones we'd want, which ones we're going to get, which ones we're hoping for. As the things roll out, we'll roll it out with you, and we'll all discuss.
Yep, and also starting March 16th is when they're starting this, so that might be the day the Kickstarter's starting, and it is a Monday, so they usually do like to start their Kickstarters on a Monday. And they also launched the new community website that week, too, so the Dreadball website's already up, and they're going to be doing the Dead Zone one. We'll see if that's going to be... a destination for us.
A destination for our most clicks.
Because, if they have scenarios and user-generated content, maybe we can generate some user content.
And you are, our house rules, our initiative rules.
I was thinking
rules.
More of our last battle report with the interior rules.
Interior rules, yes. Okay, well, we will. You have your finger on the pulse. You are a community-minded individual. You like that. You immerse yourself in the people, so... I will live vicariously through you.
Because you're a Luddite.
I am.
Okay, we'll take a short break for Mantic, and then we'll be back to talk about Adepticon, because it's coming up.
It is coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You have been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast with your hosts, Jack Fike and Rob Harper. The Dead Zone Podcast is dedicated to Dead Zone, the tabletop miniature game by Mantic Games. Visit them at manticgames.com.
And we're back to talk about Adepticon. And Adepticon is, for us, it's going to be March 19th to 22nd, or 20th to 20th, 20th to 22nd for us.
Yeah, so
Friday, Saturday,
the Friday,
Sunday.
The Saturday, the Sunday.
And, so we're going to be leaving our home in Southern Ontario, braving the wastelands between here and Chicago.
We are going to make a road trip of it. We're going to get the mixtape.
Buying cheap alcohol in Indiana, was it?
there's a whole itinerary.
And potty breaks 5 minutes max, I think I heard.
5 minutes max, but 5 hours apart. That's the rules.
Oh, perfect. It is a 9-hour drive, I think, that we've decided. And
Yeah, so we'll be arriving there the Friday night.
Well, hopefully, Friday afternoon, hopefully.
Hopefully time. Friday afternoon, but you never know how these things. We could have wacky misadventures that take us to, you know.
We may not arrive at all.
We could die on the road and for the rest of eternity just keep traveling that same stretch time and time again. Why do I keep hearing Bohemian Rhapsody? Like, that song's been on, like, for the last, what seems like 5 years. It has been 5 years.
You've been here the whole time.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then we're checking into our hotel, not to be named, because Jack thinks people are going to hunt him down and rape him.
I just think it's too much information.
Spring Hill Resort.
Okay, but yes, the unknown location. We'll be setting up base camp there.
Jack and his girlfriend Janet are planning to
christen the room immediately.
And also, they're getting free champagne because the only room available was the romance suite or something.
Well, now everyone knows exactly where we're staying.
No, we couldn't even find it after we booked it. And also, there's free continental breakfast, or breakfast buffet, I think, which Jack is very excited about.
I'm looking forward to it. Anytime you get to pour milk into a miniature cereal box and eat, like, Fruit Loops, that's a good start to a day.
He's a simple man.
It's a start to a good day. Followed by a Reuben sandwich.
So while Jack is christening the room with his girlfriend, I'll be going to the Mantic booth to annoy Pat and meet him in person for the first time. Which should be
and
fun.
Ronnie.
Hopefully Ronnie will be there. And yeah. And then I'm going to try to stay out all night because I don't want to interrupt these people back in the room.
Coitus.
And yeah. So it should be fun Friday. Then Saturday, we're going to be free to hang out and find stuff and do things. So
mingle.
Yeah, hopefully people will find us, and we have some swag to hand out, stickers and magnets. And
we're going to kiss a lot of hands, shake a lot of babies. It'll be a nice time.
Yep, and we'll be doing that until 8 o'clock when the Mantic night starts, and that is really when our weekend starts.
That's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to that in particular. There's a lot of stuff there that I want to see, a lot of people I want to meet, and That was the high point
of sure.
Adepticon proper for me.
So that'll be fun. And then, so we're going to close that place out. We're going to try to stay until we get kicked out. I think that's our plan.
First in, last out?
Yep. That's hopefully the plan there. And then Sunday, we're going to recover. It'll be a hungover morning, at least. I'm going to go to Adepticon to buy stuff, because hopefully get some nice deals. Fill up Janet's car. It'll be full of just miniatures.
Yes.
You'll be like, where are we supposed to put our clothes? Throw your clothes out! There's miniatures!
Yes, once you've made it rain in the dealer's room, it'll be a full house. The trunk will be full. The back seat will be full.
Yep.
You'll actually be sitting atop a tower of Mantic products.
It'll look like I have a little booster seat. And then hopefully we'll take a tour of Chicago since we are there. Maybe we should actually visit.
See the Space Needle or the Arch or whatever they're
known for.
I don't know.
Who knows?
As long as they got a pastrami on rye.
And as long as the snow, please, abates by then.
You know, maybe like a Reuben, something. Someone point me in the right direction for a good deli.
And if you have a suggestion for a good deli, either contact us on Twitter at deadzonepodcast or go to email at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. And we'll do it during the show because we'll try to arrange meeting people, try to find places to hang out. We'll probably be at the Mantic booth a lot. I'm sure we'll be hanging there until they kick us out of that area.
Yeah, just a warning, I'm a hugger, though. Like, I'll get right up in there, so just be warned. And also, if you know, a place to eat that is like a crab steakhouse, something like that. Deep dish pizza. The locals, you can point us. We're making this an event, so you locals, please
steer us the right way.
And it better not be a Moe's, because my girlfriend will go off on you.
Yeah, don't suggest Moe's. And also at that Mantic night, we're going to be playing in the Strider-a-thon, which is our name for it, but as JP from Sloopcast and Mantic North America calls it, Mech Zone. And the Mech Zone is going to be mech on mech violence.
That was the tagline I used nigh on 6 months ago.
This is slightly different because when your mech gets destroyed, you get a pilot too.
That's the ingenious part. That's where it varies from my prototype, the primordial ooze that was my idea. When JP took that and stepped out onto land, his little flippers, his lungs catching air for the first time with that idea, that's when I was like, okay, evolution.
Or he thought of it years ago as a 40K thing.
Well, my lawyer has something to say about that, but let's not sully this conversation.
And so you get to choose any of the mechs, any of the five mechs, which of course are the Enforcer, Plague, Reb, the Stunt Bot, or the Iron Ancestor, which everybody says the Iron Ancestor is going to just whoop the floor with everybody.
That's why there's the variable there that no one can really say that when there's going to be team-ups.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be. If you see an Iron Ancestor just walking pell-mell,
jumps on him, yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be flames and chainsaws.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, because one-on-one, that thing will beat anybody.
You're going to have a target on your back, so just think about that. If you're going with your Iron Ancestor thinking, I'm OP, yeah. I'm
you'll OP until you're fighting five mechs at once.
I'm OG Space Dwarf in my Iron Ancestor. Yeah. Just be warned. People will know.
And, you can also get a pilot. So when your mech's destroyed, your pilot pops out and they get the grenades and things to still be able to destroy mech stuff. It's kind of neat.
It's a nice twist on the Strider on Strider violence that was first envisioned by myself 6 years ago. Now, what Strider would you choose?
Well, I'm going to go Enforcer.
You're going Enforcer. Well, you have magnetized your Enforcer.
I can do anything yet.
So you could go Rebs, you could do. Three, yeah. But, so you're going Enforcer.
And you're obviously going to play. Because yours is Plague.
I don't know.
You're going to buy a new,
Mine is, not Plague or,
That's true. You can't see the pilot or anything.
No, I use the closed cockpit, yeah. So I could go Reb as well.
It's a little dirty to be an Enforcer.
Yeah, it's not going to be an Enforcer. Because I have the chainsaw flamer.
That's right. Combo.
So that would preclude being Enforcer, but I haven't decided yet. Now, for a pilot.
Yes.
I've got stage threes, obviously. They look like pilots.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Plague Hound.
Plague Hound pilot.
Plague Hound pilot. When that little guy scamps out, little plague pup hops out, green drool coming out of his yap, yep. His maw, and he's like, woo, woo, woo,
woo, woo, woo. Everybody will be like, oh.
People will think that's A, hilarious, and B, adorable.
And then they'll complain because you won't be able to carry anything. So you're like, it's only representative. And then they'll kick you.
No one will besmirch the name of little plague pup.
You might have to take another one just in case, like a stage one just in case.
Okay, because Little Plague Pup is the name of my new children's book, my Mantic Dead Zone-based children's book.
I think that's a great idea. You should pitch that to me.
I will. I'll go there with my...
Copyright.
Yes. patent pending. When I have my dossier of initiative rules and other such house rules.
Yeah, and you're like, also I got Little Plague Pup.
Ronnie, look, this. You'd be like, what's this? A hand-drawn children's book? It's Little Plague Pup, but that's not important. Initiative rules. Oh my god, does he chase a scampering goblin with his rifle askew? Yeah, you know,
that's his sidekick.
He chases them. He's not supposed to. He's a bad pup.
Is it like Calvin and Hobbes, or is it like
a... There's a Z that is Calvin.
Oh, a Z. Even better.
I don't know how that works, because that would be a Reb. It's
a Romeo and Juliet story.
It's an intricate tale weaving different, yeah. High art.
It's a fish out of water.
Yes.
The other Rebs want to kill him because he's a plague dog.
Slash rom-com.
That's right.
Slash horror.
Well, there's a romantic section of the Z and the Goblin.
Easy.
Z and the Goblin.
Easy.
Anyways, also in the next zone, you to even things out, you also get like things like energy shields, turbo boosts, a lucky mob beast toe, which lets you reroll die, and stims and stuff. Make it a little bit easier. Everybody gets, depending on points, you get to extra stuff.
Kind of leftovers of points to put towards something that'll mix it up, change it up. A little different that people will choose one thing over the other and see how that plays out. Something that's going to, a little bit of chaos on the field, which will be nice.
Yep, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to fight to the death with our mechs.
We shall do that.
And, we'll take another quick break here. We'll be back to do some shout-outs.
It is time for a brief message from our friends at Warmore Radio.
This is the Strike Zone.
Yo, Dreadball fans, the Strike Zone podcast is all about entertaining, educating, and informing you about everything Dreadball. We record twice a month, are an hour long, and are child-friendly. You can look us up on iTunes with the keywords Dreadball and Strike Zone, or on our main website, www.warmoreradio.com.
Enter the Strike Zone.
Welcome back to the Dead Zone podcast. It is shout-outs time.
We're back.
And, shoutouts. And the shoutouts, we're going to start with a time-sensitive shoutout, because Tabletop Towns once again has a Kickstarter out right now, the Sci-Fi Tiles Phase 1, and it's going to be ending in a few days, so if you want to get on this, get on it ASAP.
Yes, there are 3-inch tile systems for all sci-fi games, but they'll work for Dead Zone just fine.
Yeah, because they're 3-inch, so it's perfect.
So Julian Hicks has yet to fail us. He has been on time with every one of his Kickstarters. All of them have arrived on time, good quality, and we've mentioned it before, and we'll mention it again. His products are very good, and we'll, I don't know, have you jumped on that Kickstarter yet?
I may have jumped on the Kickstarter.
I thought so. There's a little bit of guilt. I saw just like this look of shame, but then...
Jack makes fun of my spending.
I do.
Anyways, these tiles are...
That was your defense? He makes fun of my spending, and anyways, the tiles...
The tiles are like the landing pad from the last one. They're actually plastic, which is kind of cool. And the printing on them was crystal clear, like super sharp printing. So that'll be fun. You can make corridors, and we're thinking of doing maybe a sewer system for a board. You fight above ground, then jump into the sewer system, fight around in there. That'd be kind of fun.
And like, it seems like it's the new thing to do, tile-based games where you're moving about, revealing tiles as they come.
Yeah, you can do that too, where like a system, like a co-op maybe, where you're moving, like a dungeon crawler.
Oh my god, the possibilities are endless, and we're just spitballing here, and we've already come up with two things I want to do.
Yeah, never thought about that. Those were both on the fly, right?
Patent pending.
So, also, another shout-out is to Heretic30K, our friend that we forgot about last week, because he's the one that has the secret weapon board that we were talking about last week.
Yes, that I hadn't seen one before, and when it was revealed that secret weapon was going to be available through the Mantic site itself, these are tiles that can be, they're the 3-inch by 3-inch, so the sci-fi tiles that Mantic will be selling on their site.
These are this board is a the full 8x8 squares, and it's his is all painted up nicely, but it comes unpainted.
Yes, take a look if someone wants to take a look at these pictures that we're gandering at right now with their own very peepers. Where would one be?
Deadzonegame.podbean.com or on YouTube, search for Dead Zone the podcast, and they're all here. Or you can go straight to the source. You can go to Heretic30K. On Twitter is @Heretic30K, and he's also got a website, and check that out.
Yes, and he did a fine job. Look at that. If it comes unpainted and you can do something like that, then bravo.
Yep, you made it look real nice. And the next shout out is from Matthew Perks, and he's at @UbiqueMatt on Twitter, so it's UbiqueMatt. And he has also got a blog, and he's been doing some miniature painting for the Dead Zone.
And we'll have links in the show notes. As always.
Come on. And here's a Rainmaker Marauder he's done.
Very nice. Very nice.
He's put all the weapons options on there. He's made it look all rough.
Modded up the base.
Yep. Cool shells and everything. Great details. Good detail work.
Yeah. And he spared no expense on equipping that.
Yeah, he threw everything on this guy. He's got everything. And he also did the Mauler one, the hand-to-hand one. He did the chainsaw, the scroll saw, and the hammer on it. He's stomping on a stop sign.
And a little the rust effects on the legs. That suit of armor's been out in the rain. Someone left that out in the rain.
And it's, I think he even made that stop sign. He, sculpted it.
Oh, yeah?
It's kind of cool. Yep, looking good. And he also did a Plague Stage 3 here. He's starting his plague up. A lot more flesh tone kind of colors.
Yeah, just shy of natural colors. Showing the plaguiness.
It's still got his all his bumps all over him, showing he's not quite human.
He is not. Look at those feet.
And he doesn't like wearing shoes. Why the plague? I guess they grow out of their shoes.
I think their feet burst from their shoes, and much like their shirts can't contain. Plague legs don't grow like the rest of them.
They have stretchy pants, but my dad noticed that their legs don't, they skip leg day.
It's not like the Hulk, where he has to have magical pants that don't tear and expose his green genitals.
Yeah.
their legs just don't grow. Their shirts burst, their shoes fly off, but...
Yeah, you're correct.
And their heads stay a regular size, too, so...
It makes sense. The skull's not going to expand too much.
Are you now bringing in science facts to a plague mutation?
Yes, obviously it's science. Science!
Okay. Science.
And our last shout-out is... You can say it.
I did the drum roll, which threw you off. I
know. It was Matthew Beswick. He's on the Containment Protocols on Facebook. He's done his own version of a board system, and he did it pretty amazingly. It's It's multiple levels, so there's like trenches, and it's just a base that you can put other things on top of.
It's a four-part modular system that has buildings affixed to base boards so that you could, by rotating each four, you can change up the boards themselves. But those four all are one level high. Now, that allows, when you're scrolling down these pictures, we're looking at just the boards themselves. In what is that green stuff behind it? What is that?
I think we used to have that. It's called grass.
It's
grass? Under the snow, I believe.
Oh, it's been so long.
It's been so long.
What happened to your face?
And yeah, he says great things. I love the trench work, and he's done with battle zones, and also without battle zones, some other stuff. There's like some cagey kind of stuff over here, and different gribbles glued to the walls.
And yeah, some toxic waste here, some sewer there, broken this and dingy that.
And there's a great above ground shot down on it, seeing the whole thing put together.
And
with some buildings on it.
That's where it expands even more so. The first layers are all one cube high. Now we're seeing buildings on top of those, so now you can do catwalks, towers, anything you want.
The trenches will have all these bridges across them and stuff. It's kind of cool.
So it looks like it's the first base is street level. Under that is like the sewers and caves and, you know, the disgusting a canal of some sort. Then the buildings on top, it adds quite a bit of change ability to change the board, but also...
Character. And he's got lots of cool posters stuck everywhere. You did a really good job.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, and then, of course, there's a familiar item there. Is a turbine from the Battle Systems card terrain set.
Yes, there it is. And it looks like he's used a couple cases, some crates in the background from that as well.
Yep, and the sewer, look at the water effects down there, too. It's very cool.
That's a nasty-looking... you would get a disease. Malaria is in that.
If there's space malaria.
Space mosquitoes.
Maybe that's what the plague is. It's space malaria.
Are you talking about fluff? Because I'm not into that.
I can tell. And we'll take a break, and then we'll talk about our stuff.
Our stuff. And then, but wait.
Huh?
Don't we have some winners we have to...
Oh, I was going to save that to the end.
Okay, stay tuned.
We're keeping waiting.
Don't barely... Stay tuned.
You have been listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. And now, a word from the fine folks at Vinland Old Time Radio.
Vinland Old Time Radio.
Ah, it is to that.
Bastro!
Oi there, dirigible. Help a fellow Empire citizen out, would you?
It's a gavel. A haunted gavel.
Have you read The King in Yellow?
Hello, William.
I made the koala burgers.
So what's new?
Are you insane?
That better be a rhetorical question. And yes.
Well, far too long.
I once knew a Spaniard in Tarragona who spoke in gibberish like you.
Up, up, and escape!
That was terrible.
I should be a god, and instead I'm stuck down here like a worm.
She would tell me such wonderful stories.
Dr. Deja Vu will return.
Africa's a continent?
It's with great protest.
Sorry, Judgy Pudding.
Ooh, now that's some fine programming.
VinlandOldTimeRadio.podbean.com.
Now for a segment we call Our Stuff.
And we're back with Our Stuff. Did you do anything since our last podcast?
Not a goddamn thing.
Sounds familiar. But you actually did do something, because you did do a tutorial.
We're working on a super secret YouTube video that you may have heard referenced before, and yes, it is a thing. Yes, it is coming. Yes, I am working on it.
It should be hot stuff when it comes out.
And it may come out the first of the four parts might come out the same time as this podcast
does. Yeah, we'll try.
We've divided up into four small parts mainly because...
to make them digestible on YouTube.
Yeah. It seems like that's the thing you do. So I'm a perky blonde and we're going to do a lot of quick cuts. It's going to be my life in L.A. I'm an actress. Oh, wait, no, that's
not you.
That's different. That's another YouTuber.
That's another one that you did before. And I did my Peacekeepers, Enforcer Peacekeepers, which we saw in our battle report last time. But here's some shots of them on some terrain for us.
And the difference being that you had painted them last time, given them a matte finish to seal them up. You weren't happy with the way the painted armor looked under the matte. So
yeah, I like the shiny look for armor.
So after a coat of semi-gloss to get a little bit of shine on there. This is the results. And you said that the details that you had painted on there were masked before with the mat have popped now.
Yeah, looks good. And they I did a lot of washes on them, make them look roughed up. And yeah, they're fun times. So I like that. I want more Pathfinders. I regret not getting more.
And those Pathfinders, you compare them to the regular Enforcers, they are big. When we had our battle report, they were standing side by side, or even they're big models.
They're actually even bigger than the Pathfinder Captain from the original Kickstarter. Like they're big guys. I like them.
And they did their job.
Yeah, they're fun. I like using them.
And you regret not getting more.
I do regret not getting more. But I'm sure there's something called Adepticon coming up.
Where you may be...
Maybe at the Mantic booth, where there may be things being sold that I may buy.
Where you could be talked into, cajoled, as it were, into parting with some of your shekels.
Yeah, so I would be very surprised if I don't come home from Adepticon with some more peacekeepers.
You would be surprised.
And, so now let us go on to our final commercial before... The old declaration of contest winners.
No, come on. We can't do that. We've told people that there are people listening right now that have won items, and you're going to make them wait yet another commercial?
Yeah, I'm evil.
Like right now, we could just say who won, but you're going to make them listen to possibly a commercial for Iron Watch.
I believe it will be, yes.
Or maybe even a commercial for the More War Radio?
I think we already did that one, but that's all right.
Okay, so you're going to make these people wait.
Yes.
Someone right now has already won.
Yes.
You have no soul.
I am an evil person. We'll be right back.
It is time for a brief message from our friends at Iron Watch Magazine.
Do you like Mantic Games? Do you want to read about your favorite games in a monthly magazine? Have we got the offer for you? Iron Watch Magazine. Iron Watch brings you the latest news, articles, and short stories taking place in the Mantic universe. Dreadball, Kings of War, Dead Zone, Warpath. You want it? They got it. Ironwatch.wordpress.com. Get it now for the low, low price of free. You can't beat that at twice the price. That's Ironwatch.wordpress.com.
Download now.
Once again, the Dead Zone Podcast.
And we're back. So I think that's it. We have nothing else to talk about, right?
Yes, that has been this episode of the Dead Zone Podcast. Thank you for joining us. My name is Jack.
Oh, wait.
What?
There was one thing we forgot.
Yes. I wanted to declare my love to my girlfriend.
Oh.
She's the light of my life. She's the star in which my ship is guided through the inky blackness of the night.
Stop lying.
Thank you and good night.
So our contest winners.
Oh yeah, that too.
Our contest winners are going to win some models from the Crazy Boxes, and it was I can't remember the name of the vehicle, the Marauder vehicle, the Raptor, and the Jotun, and a Stage 1, and some other various models.
Yes.
And there are three different prizes, so we have three different winners.
From three different ways to enter the contest.
But we did it random, and it was just coincidentally. We got one from each different way.
We did.
It was pretty amazing. And all different factions with their favorite faction. We asked for what your favorite faction is.
Okay, so the first...
Now is the drum roll. Get the drum roll, Jack.
Am I your monkey? Am I your...
Your dancing monkey.
Am I your clown? This is vaudeville. Yes, hey, look, I'm Schlubby Schlepp. I'm your dancing clown.
Anyways.
Spray some seltzer around. Is that what you want?
Yes.
I'm not.
Because our first winner is Kevin Riddle.
Oh, Kevin Riddle.
I believe he was Voldemort from Harry Potter. And his favorite faction was the Plague.
You do understand, I've never seen Harry Potter. I've never read the books. Why would you throw it to me with a Harry Potter reference?
Because I knew you wouldn't get it.
Okay, well, now we both look like fools.
His favorite faction was the Plague.
Well, there you go.
And he commented on our post on our website, and we'll try to contact him somehow, because we have to figure out how to contact someone from the post on the website.
You have one, so please...
Email us, Kevin, if you are listening. Email us if I haven't contacted you by now, at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com.
So we can get your digits, we'll get that...
Yeah, we'll get your addy, and we'll send you some swag.
Stuff a couple miniatures in an envelope, and send them off to you post-haste.
Yep, and now for our next winner. See, now he's my dancing monkey. Their favorite faction was the Enforcers. They entered on Twitter.
Oh, I was being rebellious there.
And this person's name is George Burbage.
George Burbage. Congratulations, George, on your win.
Yep. Good old Enforcer player.
And how did he contact us?
That was on the Twitters.
On the Twitters. And what did he have to say on the Twitters?
I'm sure he said, my favorite faction is the Enforcer.
Oh.
He's actually on containment protocols and stuff. I see him on Facebook all the time, too, so.
He's one of your peeps?
He's a peep, and I think he'd be a friend on Facebook, one of our Facebook friends.
So he's a small yellow marshmallow confectionery?
A peep, yes. You
can see?
Are peeps only in Canada? No? Is there peeps everywhere? Okay.
See, just make sure you Harry get that Potter. Joke.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get that. I throw you a sugary confectionery. That's how you do it. That's how you throw someone a joke.
And our last winner.
Could be you. Could be anyone listening.
Did you like the Marauders?
Did you enter? Because that would kind of...
That would help, yeah.
That would help.
Did you like the Marauders? And did you purposely choose the Marauders to annoy Jack?
What?
That was most people who chose the Marauders, though. And this
winner
from the email is with the real name. This is his real name. Insane Demon. You're the winner. Strange name. Your parents were cruel when you named you that, but or not. I guess it's a pretty cool name.
Insane Demon. You're in a biker gang. So Insane Demon liked the Marauders.
He said actually his favorite faction was whatever, but I'll choose the Marauders just to annoy Jack.
Well, I think the rules of the contest clearly stated that you had to choose your favorite. I might have to disqualify Insane Face Demon.
Disqualify? You didn't even say disqualify. You just said disqualify.
I'm...
You're down with the urban youth.
I am down with the urban youth. That's what they say on the streets.
No, we're not going to just swallow Urban Demon. You are a winner. I'll contact you via email.
What happened to the show?
We've lost it. Let's just end this thing. It's only been half an hour, but we're going to end this early.
I don't know what happened.
And our next one will be us getting ready for Adeptcon and hopefully talking about a new Kickstarter.
Yes, we're going to be doing both of those things. The run-up show, hopefully. This is what I got in my mind. The night before we're heading out, we just start recording.
He wants to do a live-to-air show.
Live-to-air.
You heard this tape version. Imagine what it's really like.
This has probably been edited. This nonsense you just heard, this just fruit salad of nonsense, that's been edited, highly edited. This is what Rob thinks that is going to be the entertaining bits.
Yeah.
You just wait to hear us just banter, our witty banter.
It's terrible. It's horrible. You'll hate it. And hopefully the next podcast will be all high on life because there's going to be a Kickstarter.
Kickstarter news.
And thank you. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And this has been Dead Zone the Podcast.
Take it away, Wintergreen.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at deadzonepodcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinland Old Time Radio Productions.
Our Pirate Barista by Rob Harper and Jack Fike.
Pirate Barista!
Yar, that's me.
What do you want on your latte?
I want me some mead, you matey.
I'm sorry, we don't serve that. We have brewed coffees, lattes, cappuccinos, mochaccitos, mochas, frappuccino, and much more. Our menu's right up there.
No, I want whiskey and a bottle of rum.
Well, we don't serve alcohol here, sir.
When I saw your masthead with the comely wench on the sign, I thought this was a pirate bar.
I do like the retro pirate look. Although it is a few years old now, and I did it before it was cool. Could you just order something? There's people waiting in line behind you.
Do ye want me to make you walk the plank?
There's no plank to walk here, sir.
Well, then I'll keel-haul ye.
There's no keel-hauls here, sir.
Well, then I'll just have to use me trusty cutlass. You better run, you yellow-bellied.
Oh, where did Sean go?
I need someone to serve these lattes.
Well, you're in luck, Captain Chad. I'll join your crew.
Pirate Barista!
Yar, that's me.
Can I have a quad grande non-fat three-pump breve mocha?
We have rum!
Reginald, I've told you, we don't serve rum here.
My name's Redbeard.
Yes, you put that on your resume, but your background check says your real name is Reginald.
Ah, yes. Yar. What'll it be, matey? We do have rum. I have a flask if you'd like some. Just a few doubloons.
No. I'll have a quad grande, non-fat, three-pump breve mocha.
I once knew a Spaniard in Tarragona who spoke in gibberish like you. It was the last thing he ever said to me.
Pirate Barista!
Yar, that's me. Ah, you be a comely wench.
I'm just trying to write a book here.
Well, I'll be boarding your table and taking me plunder.
Reginald, what have I told you about plundering?
It's the rules of the sea. Her treasure be mine, and I don't care what you say.
Do you want a paycheck or not?
Yar.
So again, do the rules of conquest of the open seas apply to our establishment?
Our captain.
Now remove the flintlock from her temple and apologize to the comely wench and get back to serving lattes.
Pirate Barista!
Yar, that's me.
Hello. Can I get a happy face in my film?
Ye sure can.
That's a pirate flag, not a happy face.
Arr, that's the Jolly Roger. The happiest face ye can see. Unless you be on the open ocean. Then ye'd be sorry.
Can I get a fish in my phone? Hey, that's a pirate flag.
You're lucky ye got anything.
Pirate Barista!
Yar, that's me. That'll be 10 doubloons.
I only have dollars, man.
Excuse me, we don't take doubloons here, Reginald. Only dollars.
Well, then it'll be 875.
And why is our register empty? You've been doing business here all day.
I buried me treasure here somewhere. Here is the map where ye can find it.
Sally, can you dig up the ficus again? I need the money to balance the books.
Use the map for God's sake. I don't make it out of the kindness of me heart. Damn ficus. It's the only dirt in this place to bury treasure.
Why do I have to dig up the treasure?
It's under the X. And, yeah, you got it.
We only have one plant, Reginald.
Pirate Barista!
Yar, that's me.
Ah, here ye be hiding, Redbeard.
Oh, Pegleg, ain't you a sight for sore eye?
We came looking for a captain for a ship.
Oh, aye.
But instead we found a wench serving coffee.
Captain's a pussy. Captain's a pussy.
I think we're gonna have some problems here.
They are our customers, and you will serve them.
What'll it be?
We want some rum and some mead.
We don't serve rum and mead.
So this is our captain now.
Ah, not the face! Save me, Reginald. These pirates are assaulting me.
Ah, me time has come.
Where did you get that cannon?
I always come prepared, me matey. Prepared me boarded, peg leg.
Pirate Barista!
Yar, that's me.
Captain, we finally found you. We've been looking all across the seven seas for you.
When you went missing, we feared the worst.
Me ship has returned for me. Where have ye been?
Well, we picked up a fool called Sean, who we thought was you. By the time we figured it out, we were on the high seas, so we had to pretend it was you so the crew wouldn't mutiny. You should have seen Sean's face when we told him you had a hook for a hand. He didn't like pretending to be you after that.
Yarr, that Sean was a weak sort.
Well, now that we found ye, we can get back to plundering and raping.
First order of business, we keel haul Chad.
What? No! I gave you a job!
Ye were too soft. Ye never lashed me once.
Ah!
Okay, men. Board the coffee shop and take its plunder. Come now, Sally. Join us and be my wench.
I thought you'd never ask, Reginald.
Pirate barista.
Yarr, that's me.
Arr, tis the end.